What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi everyone, it's time for a new episode of News Bites. I'm Brody Halverson.
And I'm Paz Bueno.
Today's stories: aging farmers turn to robots to take care of Taiwan's farms.
And a Russian cosmonaut sets a record for his time in space. And in today's tasty tidbit, a mammal with no stomach.
Let's check it out.
Top of Taiwan.
无人机取代老农夫 Drones replace aging farmers.
Do you know any farmers, 农夫?
Yeah, my grandma and grandpa are farmers. They live in the countryside, 乡下.They have been farming all their lives. What about you?
No, everybody I know lives in the city. In fact, not many young people in Taiwan are farmers now. Most farmers are older people.
According to statistics, the average farmer is 60-some years old. 根据统计，农夫平均年龄在六十多岁。
Many of them will retire soon, and there will not be enough young farmers to replace them.Who will grow the food and run the farms?
There are a few solutions, 解决方案. One idea is to invite people from other countries to work on the farms. That's already happening. There are more and more immigrants, 移民, working in agriculture.
Another idea is to use drones, 无人机. Those are like robots. People can control them remotely, 可以遥控.Many of the drones can fly, too.
That means they can move faster than people and reach many places more easily.
无人机的移动速度比人快,许多地方更容易去。
Recently, the government has been trying a new way to use drones. They are testing the drones in sugarcane fields. 甘蔗田。
It's a lot of work to take care of them. But so far, the drones have done quite well.Each drone is even more efficient, 更有效率, than a human. What's the job exactly?
They need to attach insect larvae, 昆虫幼虫, to each sugarcane plant. The larvae will become helpful insects, which will help reduce harmful insects.
A person needs an hour or two to do this for a small field, but the drone can finish the same field in just 5 to 10 minutes.It's a promising result. 这是很好的结果。
Now, the government is cooperating 合作, with farmers to get more drones into the fields. There are still lots of jobs for people on farms.
Drones can't do everything, but they can go a long way in helping a new generation, 新一代, grow food in Taiwan.
Going global.
太空人待在太空的时间创新纪录。
Cosmonaut sets record for time in space.
How much time can a person spend in space, 太空?
Most astronauts, 太空人, only spend 6 months or a year in space. They can't stay there for too long. It's not healthy to spend too much time in a place with no gravity, 没有重力的地方。
But some do anyway. Did you hear about the man who spent 2.5 years in space? He's still there now.
His name is Oleg Kononenko. He's a cosmonaut, which means an astronaut from Russia, 俄罗斯.
Cosmonauts have set a lot of records. The first man in space was a Russian, Yuri Gagarin, and so was the first woman, Valentina Tereshkova.
Now, a cosmonaut has set another record.
俄罗斯太空人创作了另一项纪录。
Oleg Kononenko has broken the record for most time spent in space. He broke the record back in February after spending 878 days in space. How did he stay in space for so long?
Well, it wasn't all in one trip.Oleg has logged that time during 5 separate trips to space.
Oleg 是五次太空旅行加起来总共待了那么久的时间。
By the time his mission, 任务,
ends in September, he will have logged 1,110 days in space. Most of that time was on the International Space Station, or ISS, 国际太空站。
How does Oleg feel about his time in space? He says as technology gets more advanced, the job has become more complicated. 他说科技越进步，太空人的工作就变得越复杂。
He is also a little sad that he didn't spend more time with his children, but he's proud, 自豪, of the work he's done.
Oleg is still doing experiments, 实验, on the ISS. There, he works together with astronauts from America and other countries.
Even though Russia and America have a poor relationship right now, 现在美俄关系不好, they can still work together to learn more about space.And both can benefit from the long experience, 长期经验, of Oleg Kononenko.
The Recap.
So, in today's News Bites, new drones are being tested on Taiwan's sugarcane farms. The drones can work much more efficiently than people. It's good because many of Taiwan's farmers are getting old,And there are not enough young people replacing them.
And a cosmonaut has set the world record for total time in space. Oleg Kononenko has spent more than 2.5 years in space over his career. He's still up there, working on the International Space Station.
Platypuses and echidnas are very special animals because they are the only mammals that don't have a stomach. When they eat, their food goes directly from their throat to their intestines.
Scientists believe this unique feature evolved a long time ago, around 450 million years. But why platypuses and echidnas don't have a stomach is still a mystery. Isn't that interesting?
If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.